Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
Off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
Levi and Ivy were walking back from school one day when Ivy noticed something that was wrong. "What's up, Levi? You seem upset and you're being really quiet," said Ivy to her brother. "We've been reading a book in my class about emotions, and maybe if you tell me what you're feeling, I can help." Levi just kept looking down, and every once in a while, he would kick a rock into the fence as they walked. "Levi, you'll feel better if you talk about it," said Ivy. "That's one of the first things we learned in my emotions book. Come on, let me help." Levi finally looked up and stopped walking. "I don't know exactly what it is," Levi began. "But today, when I asked Charlie if he could come over this weekend, he said he couldn't because he was going to the big championship soccer game. The game that I wanted to go to, but all the tickets were sold out. His mom won tickets on the radio yesterday, and he's going with his whole family."
"Whoa, that's awesome," said Ivy. "Good for them."
"That's just it," said Levi. "I don't feel that way. I just feel bad for myself, and I don't know why. I don't like this feeling, but I kind of feel like I can't control it." Ivy thought for a second and suddenly knew exactly what was going on.
"I know what you're feeling," began Ivy. "And it's pretty fitting that you're wearing a green shirt today."
"What are you talking about?" asked Levi. "How does the color of my shirt tell you anything about how I'm feeling?"
"It doesn't tell me how you're feeling, but it matches a saying that goes along with how you're feeling," said Ivy. "You're feeling green with envy. In other words, you're jealous of Charlie because he's going to the game and you're not."
"Jealous? What's that?" asked Levi. Then Ivy went on to tell her brother that being jealous means that you want something that someone else has, whether it's a new toy, a new friend, or tickets to see a soccer game. It's feeling bad for yourself in that situation instead of happy for the other person.
"Wow, that sounds exactly like what I'm feeling," said Levi.
And now he knew what jealousy was. Levi felt a little more in control of his situation, but he still felt bad.
"It's a normal emotion to have," said Ivy. "But you have to figure out a way to change your view from sad for you to happy for Charlie. If not, that feeling of sadness could turn into anger, and then it could ruin your whole day. Why not try looking for the good in the situation?"
"What's good about Charlie going to the game and me staying home?" said Levi.
"Well, first, Charlie's your friend, and don't you like it when your friends are happy?" asked Ivy.
Levi nodded his head.
"Also, why don't you give Charlie one of your soccer balls to bring with him to the game? Maybe he can get some of the players to sign it for you," suggested Ivy.
Levi's eyes lit up and a huge smile stretched across his face.
"That is an amazing idea. I'm going to ask him about that tomorrow at school.
Thanks, Ivy. I feel a lot better now."
"That's great to hear, but some of that happiness should be for Charlie, too," said Ivy. "He's your friend, and I know you want good things to happen to your friends, just like they want good things to happen to you."
Levi nodded his head and smiled at Ivy, knowing that she was right. The next day at school, Levi asked Charlie if he could see about getting his soccer ball signed at the big game that weekend, but only if it wasn't a bother.
"I can totally do that for you," said Charlie. "You're my buddy, and I know you do that for me. Like that time I was sick and couldn't make it to our final baseball game, and you brought me an ice cream sundae from the party afterwards. I was so disappointed that you got to all be there without me, but when you brought the sundae over, it made me feel really included."
Levi thanked Charlie and couldn't help but feel a little bad that he was jealous of his friend's good luck for even a second. He really didn't like the way being jealous made him feel, and since he knew what that feeling was now, he was going to do all he could to never feel that way again. But now Levi knew if it ever did happen again, the best thing for him to do was look for the good in the situation and remember that being happy for others feels way better than feeling bad for yourself. The next day, Levi and Ivy got home from school and noticed something really unusual. Something they would never have expected, but something they were both prepared to deal with. When they walked into the house, they heard their mom in the kitchen. She was muttering to herself while she was putting away the dishes.
"Hi, Mom, we're home," called out Levi as he and Ivy walked into the kitchen. Oh, hi, kids, said her mom in a sad voice that was very unlike her. She usually welcomed them home with a big hug and a bright smile, but not that day. Mom, what's up? Asked Ivy. You seem a little bummed out. Can we help? At that point, Levi and Ivy's mom still had her back to them as she continued to put away dishes. But as she began to turn around, Levi and Ivy noticed something a bit out of the ordinary. Okay, completely out of the ordinary. Not just for their mom, but for anyone. When she turned around, Levi and Ivy noticed she was completely green. And as soon as they saw that, they both knew exactly what was going on. Green with envy, whispered Levi to Ivy. Mom is jealous of someone. Good observation, Levi, said Ivy with a giggle. Was it the bright green skin that tipped you off? They quickly realized that their mom didn't notice her new green complexion, but even without the green glimmer, it was obvious she was feeling bad. Mom, can we help in any way? You seem upset or sad or jealous, maybe? Said Ivy. Good guess, answered Ivy's mom with a frown. I'm feeling a little jealous, and I just can't control this feeling. I really don't like the way it makes me feel, and if you could help me feel happy, that would be great. Levi and Ivy started by asking their mom to sit down. Then they tried as hard as they could not to stare so much at her new bright green skin. They wanted to help her, and to do that, they had to focus on the cause of the jealousy. So, why are you feeling jealous, Mom? Asked Ivy. It's my friend Katie, their mom began. We both submitted artwork to be used for the programs and posters advertising this year's town art show, and Katie's got chosen over mine. I heard it was down to her and I, and she won. I'm sorry, Mom, said Ivy. Your art idea was great. Yeah, Mom, added Levi. I would have voted for you. Thanks, kids, said their mom. But Katie's the big winner, and I'm not. It's not a great feeling. You're right, Mom. Losing isn't a great feeling, but feeling bad for yourself and upset with your friend over something they had no control over feels even worse, doesn't it? Asked Ivy. Her mom looked up at Ivy after hearing such wise advice and nodded her head. Wow, Ivy, I never thought of it like that, said her mom. I'm making myself feel a lot worse, and only I can make myself feel better. Then Levi and Ivy asked to see Katie's artwork and were very impressed with it. It looks great, said Ivy. You both did amazing work, and I can see why the decision came down to the two of you. Thank you, sweetie, said Ivy's mom. And you're right. Katie's an incredible artist. I could learn a lot from her. She deserved to win. I think we may have just found the good in your situation, said Levi. When I was feeling jealous about Charlie going to the soccer game, Ivy told me to look for the good in the situation. Maybe the good thing about your situation is that you can learn some new painting and drawing techniques from Katie because you two are such good friends. And maybe next year your artwork will be chosen to be the art show programs and posters, said Ivy. But for now, it will feel so much better to just be happy for your friend than bad for yourself. Levi and Ivy's mom gave her kids a smile. She was so proud of them and the great advice they gave her. And they could tell it was working because they watched as her bright green skin slowly returned to its usual color. She thanked them both with a hug and a big chocolate chip cookie and then went off to call Katie and congratulate her. Levi and Ivy felt great about helping their mom and enjoyed their cookies before heading outside to play. The following day was the weekend and Charlie was off to the soccer game. Levi ran over first thing in the morning to give him the soccer ball he wanted signed. I just wanted to thank you again for taking this with you, said Levi, handing Charlie the soccer ball. I'm happy that at least one of us gets to go to the game. I really am. Because honestly, when I first heard you were going, I felt a little jealous. But Ivy helped me realize that being happy for others feels way better than feeling bad for yourself. I can't wait to hear all about the game. And if you can't get the ball signed, it's not a problem at all. Call me when you get back. Definitely, said Charlie. And I get it. I was jealous of you at the beginning of the school year when you got those new soccer cleats with the neon green lightning bolts on the side. So I know what you mean. I talked to my mom about how I was feeling, and she told me the same thing Ivy told you. They're still the coolest cleats on the team. But now I'm happy you have them, and not so upset that I don't. Levi said goodbye to Charlie as he jumped into the car with his parents. He waited around all day for his friend to get home, and when he finally did, Levi could have not been happier. And not just because Charlie was able to get some of the players to sign Levi's soccer ball, but because his friend looked so happy. He was so excited that Levi couldn't help but join right in with that wonderful emotion. They talked all about the game and even worked out a day with their parents that they could go and see a game together next year. "Levi, that soccer ball is amazing," said his mom when he got home from Charlie's house. "I know, Charlie is such a great friend, and I'm happy that I stopped being jealous and started being happy for him," said Levi as his mom was gathering up her paint supplies. "Where are you off to?" "I'm taking your advice. I'm headed over to do some painting with Katie," said Levi's mom. "It really is such a better feeling to be happy for others than sad for yourself." "Good for you, Mom," said Levi. "It seems like we both learned a really important lesson this week about dealing with our emotions." "I agree completely," said Levi's mom. "Maybe I'll paint a picture to express that. I don't know why, but I kind of feel like using lots of different greens. What do you think?" Levi just nodded his head and gave his mom a big smile. "That sounds perfect." Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next Storytime Hangout.
Thanks for listening.
We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.